Saul's jealousy. After David had killed Goliath, Saul took David back to his place and wouldn't let him go back to his father's family anymore. He set him over all the soldiers, and the people and all the servants of the palace thought that David was wonderful, and Jonathan, Saul's son, came to love David as his own brother, and they made a special agreement of friendship. But when David had come back from killing the Philistines of the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with their cymbals and their tambourines, and the women sang to each other as they played and said, "Saul has killed his thousands, and David his 10,000s.
Well, I've hid Saul 11 times, and because Saul is jealous, because the quicker you go, the more you get.
Well, this displeased Saul, as you say. He was jealous, and he said, if they think that David is 10 times better fighter than I am, he'll soon take their kingdom from me and become the king. And from then on, Saul looked at David suspiciously. The next day, David was playing his harp, as he did usually, and an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul, and he picked up a javelin.
Yes, then he threw it.
That's right, a sharp spear, and threw it at David, thinking, I will pin David to the wall with it. David just dodged the point of the javelin and ran away. Saul was then even more frightened of David because he knew that God was with David and no longer was God with him. But David acted very wisely in all his ways, and all the people of Israel loved David. Then Saul said to David, here is my older daughter, mend up my battles for me. Saul didn't want to kill David now with his own hand, but he hoped that David would be killed by the Philistines. But David very humbly said, who am I, and what is my small family, that I should be the son-in-law of the king? But at that time, when Melab should have been given to David, instead Saul gave her to another man called Adriel. But it happened that Michal, Saul's younger daughter, fell in love with David, and when Saul knew about this, he was very happy, and he thought that through this situation he could somehow capture and destroy David. So he called for David and told him, you will still be my son-in-law and marry my other daughter. And he told his servants, tell David secretly, and that you all love him, and that he should be the son-in-law of me, the king. But David kept saying, I'm too poor to marry a king's daughter. And the servants told Saul this.
Then he climbed up a wall.
Yeah, that's right. We'll come to that later. So, what you see here is poor young David, though he was so young, he was suddenly in a really complicated situation. And it keeps saying that he behaved himself very wisely. And although you're young, that's what you've got to do, because you can end up in very difficult situations sometimes where you have to be wise. So these servants were telling David one thing, and Saul, and David knew that Saul was trying to kill him and that Saul was not sincere. And there he was in love with Saul's daughter, and Saul's son Jonathan was his best friend.
Yes, because he wanted to really marry him, did he?
That's right. So then Saul said that David had to kill 100 Philistines and then he could marry his daughter. Well, David went out and killed 200 Philistines. And so David and Michal got married. And Michal loved even more angry. And Saul told Jonathan his son and all his servants to kill David. But Jonathan went to his friend David and said, my father Saul is trying to kill you, so please go and hide yourself. So can see how difficult it can be sometimes to be a true child of God, that sometimes even those who you should respect, you find don't really love God or God's word or Jesus. So Jonathan used to go and secretly meet with David and tell him what was going on in the palace and what his father was thinking. There was another time when David again came back into the palace and played his harp, and again Saul tried to kill David by throwing his spear at him, and again David just dodged out of the path of the spear and ran away from the palace.
He dodged all the time.
That's right. So Saul sent messengers to Michael and David's house to watch the house and kill David in the morning. And Michael, David's wife, knew about this and told David, "You need to get away tonight, or else tomorrow you'll be killed." So Michael let David down through a window, just like Rahab let the spies down, and just like the brethren let Saul down over the wall of Damascus. And Michael made an image and put it in the bed so that it looked like David. And when Saul sent his messengers to kill David and they came in to the house, she said, "Oh, David's sick." And the soldiers came back and told Saul that. And he said, "Well, go and kill him in his bed." And when they came into the bedroom, they found that she just made out as if David was there. Saul said to his daughter Michael, "Why have you deceived me and helped my enemy to escape?" David ran away and stayed with the dear old prophet Samuel at Naoth in Ramah. So, again, you see how difficult it was to be wise. And later on in his life, David reflected and said that the law of God was his study all the day long at this time, and that it was that which made him wiser than his enemies. So although you're young, you can be wise. And we all have difficult people in our lives, and God will give us wisdom so that we can walk the right way. And if we simply love God with all our heart and soul, as David did, then somehow all these things will work out.